and worry and wonder. And if I put the right slider up, we're going to be hearing from Finest Tasby. I got to put my headphones half on a little bit here. Okay. And Finest Tasby is live at the Boston Blues Festival today. Can you hear us, Finest?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, great, excellent. Let me just move a little away from the microphone here, or actually closer to it, so that people can hear us. Hey, Finest, I guess you're going to be playing at 4 o'clock today at the Boston Blues Festival.
Yeah, I think we're going in about the next 40 minutes or so.
Oh, okay, it's even earlier than that. So you said about 40 minutes they're going to put you on.
I think so. I'm not sure yet, you know.
Okay.
Right now.
Great. Now, are you getting some sort of award today? I thought I read on their website something about a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right, correct.
Oh, what an honor, huh?
Yeah. It's about time we received something out of all these years.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've had you down here for interviews before, and you've told us about your career. And I'm trying to remember, did you play with Freddie King at one point?
Yeah, from 61 to 73.
Down in Texas, pretty much, right?
Right.
So I think you're from the Dallas area or something like that?
Yeah, I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Didn't you name, like, one of your kids Dallas, too, as a matter of fact?
Yeah, I did. My youngest son is named Dallas.
Ah, good. Okay. So you're from Texas, and that's where you met people like Freddie King, and you said, what was that? What did you say, in the 50s and 60s you played with him?
From 61 up to 73.
Oh, okay. That was a long time. And I think we lost, did we lose him, I think, in the mid-70s, if I remember, he passed on?
I'm sorry?
Didn't Freddie pass away back in the mid to late 70s, if I remember right?
76, I believe it was.
Okay. And
yeah.
did his band keep going? I know sometimes a band will keep going and they'll keep the name of it even if the leader has passed away, and they'll just call themselves the Freddie King Band. Did they ever do that, or was the band pretty much gone when he passed on?
They just split. Everybody went their separate ways.
Okay.
Now, Deacon Jones is in California. We play together sometime now, you know.
Yeah, we remember Deacon Jones. He did an interview with me, and if I remember, I played on some B.B. King albums, and it was through him and through our friend Doug Price that we got to talk to John Lee Hooker, if I remember right. That's how we arranged the interview, through
right,
Deacon Jones,
right.
And
yeah.
Stuff like that. That's great. Now, and I saw you at the old House of Blues in Cambridge, which is gone now. That's no longer open. I still remember the House of Blues in Cambridge.
Yeah.
That was about 10 years ago, maybe, or maybe mid to late 90s, if I remember right.
That was like 95, I think.
Yeah, I think you had the album People Don't Care, and you were promoting that.
Right.
Yeah, because I do remember seeing you there and all that. Now, I was going to mention that, are you based in California right now?
Yeah, I'm still in California.
Okay. And I know I've actually got a couple of your albums out. You put out, one of them is Jump Children, which came out in 98 on Evidence Records. And you have People Don't Care, which was a couple of years before that, on the Shanachie label.
Right.
And what's interesting is Doug sent us a cassette several years ago, something called Sex on My Mind. And we actually dug that out and played a couple tracks from it. Did that ever come out as an album, or did it pretty much stay as a demo tape?
Well, it came out, this label called Concord Records out of L.A.
Uh-huh.
They put it out, but they really didn't do anything with it, so I'm trying to get Electrify to reissue it out.
Oh, yeah, we played something from the Electrify label a little earlier.
Yeah.
I actually wound up playing Little Red Rooster and Get Drunk and Be Somebody
right.
On the cassette. We actually played it off the cassette, and it sounded pretty good. I hope they do issue that.
Yeah.
And you know,
he's listening to it, and I sent him some more songs, maybe add to it, you know. And he hasn't got back to me yet on it, you know.
That's great. And what about the Mannish Boys? You know, a little before that, we just played a couple of tracks from the CD That Represent Man, and I think there's another CD you have out.
The first one is Mannish Boys.
Yep.
And then the second one is Mannish Boys in Demand that was recorded live in Washington.
Yep. Well, we played a couple tracks from That Represent Man, and I noticed you got some special guests on here like Roy Gaines and Paul Osher and all that.
Right.
That's great. Those were great albums. And
yeah.
So we can see you're on a whole lot of releases, and now we know why they're honoring you, because you've had such a long career.
Well, I'm working at it, trying to stay out there, you know.
Oh, definitely. So you're going to be doing a set now. What people are backing you up right now? Is there anyone we know that are in your backup band?
The band I do now? Soul Band.
Okay, so the Soul Band featuring Monster Mike Welch is going to be backing you up, you said.
I don't don't think I know any of them, really.
Well, Monster Mike Welch is, we know him from this area. We actually, you know, I actually celebrated 25 years on the air earlier this year, and the Soul Band was one of the bands that came down here, and they performed live, so they're great people, and I think you're going to have fun performing there.
Right.
That's great. You say you're going to be going on a little later on today.
Right.
I hope the weather's okay out there. I know I'm pretty sure it's a free festival, isn't it? Isn't it free admission to get into the festival today?
Right now, it's kind of windy, but it's not raining right now, at least.
But I do believe it's free admission, which is great because people can just head into Boston and see you guys for free. If I remember right, it is still free, right?
Right, it is, yes.
Beautiful. Well, that's good. I went a few times a few years ago, and we interviewed some people and things like that. But it's great when you have a festival like this, so you're right on the Charles River and all that. Now, are you planning to come to the area all again to do some nightclubs by any chance?
Well, we went out to a place called, Cobra?
Cobra?
Cobra last night.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that is.
Cantab.
Oh, the Cantab. Okay, that's in Cambridge. The Cantab. You know who used to play that place? Little Joe Cook and the Thrillers used to be there all the time.
Yeah.
They did the song Peanuts, I think. They used to be there. I'm not sure if they still are. I'm not even sure if he's still with us. But I think I know the place you mean. It's in Central Square, Cambridge. So you said you were there last night?
Yeah, we stopped in for a while last night, and we had to see Lois Lane perform out there, you know?
Well, that's great. So, do you have anything coming out as fine as... Now, I mentioned the Manish Boys CDs. Are there any CDs coming out as, you know, just fine as Tasby? Do you have anything?
Not recent.
Besides the one I mentioned that is sort of in the can that you've been trying to market, the...
Like I said, I'm trying to get Andrew Ed Galloway to put out this tribute to Johnny Hooker. That's the name of the album.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure it'll be changed if he put it out, and... On top of that, he's talking about doing another one next year anyway, see.
Okay. So that's good. So you're still going all over the country? Are you traveling overseas as well, or pretty much staying to the U.S.?
No, I've been going in and out. I'm supposed to be going to Australia like Tuesday. I'm with the November, but I had to cancel that one out for a reason, you know. And instead, I'm going to France on the 7th.
That's great. We know some people. If you've ever heard of Toni Lynn Washington, we're familiar with her, and she has done the same thing. It's just great to be able to go all over the world and take the blues everywhere.
Yeah, I met her in Germany, yeah.
Oh, she's great. We actually had her down here as a DJ briefly, but she's so popular, we couldn't keep her down here. She was so popular, she's all over the world, so she wasn't able to continue doing shows.
Yeah.
One of these years, we're going to have you in the studio, maybe if you're in the area, like on a weekend or something, and
that
come down
great.
Here and stuff like that. We're looking forward to some new releases, and some of these old ones, I'll bet if people go to the stores, they can still find, Jump Children and People
well,
Don't Care.
I know you can get it online.
Oh, get it online, right.
On the internet, yeah.
That's great. Well, it's great that people can do that, and we'll have to see if there's some sort of a website you have, or maybe we'll put you on our website and link you, or at least tell people about it, so that's really great.
I do have my own website, you know.
Oh, good. Is it something like Finest Tasby?
FinestTasbyBlues.com.
Okay, well, I'll actually link you to our site. We actually put our shows, like the Juke Joint, we have it, and we do it as a podcast, so people all over the world can go to WMWMSalem.com, and they can download it and listen to the show. So people can be in Australia and hear this if they want or something. So people, I'm sure people are listening to you wherever. The interview you're doing right now, it actually will be put up as a podcast. So it's great, all this technology we have. I only wish that I could see your show today. It's too bad because if I really rush, I could make it down there, but I don't know if I could. But I know you're looking forward to doing the show. And you meeting up with some old friends? Are there some people that you know from this area? I know Doug Price is hanging around there. Some of your old friends from this area hanging around?
Yeah, quite a few, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. They're able to see you again.
Right.
Beautiful. Well, so you think, you said something about, you think in about 40 minutes or so you'll be going on stage, you think?
Somewhere along maybe 4:30, something like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. So it's a little later. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'll try to make it. I'll see if I can. But we're hoping people can make it down to see you. And if not, then there's always some other shows you can do, and people can check you out on these albums certainly. Because we're gonna play. You know, after we get off the phone with you, I'm gonna play some cuts from Jump Children and from People Don't Care, and it'll be great to hear them again.
Right.
So, when you're on these albums, do you basically just do vocals, or do you do bass or guitar or anything like that?
Well, every now and then, maybe I might play a couple songs on bass or something like that, but not too often.
So, when you were with Freddie King, were you mostly a bass player?
I started out as that.
Uh-huh.
I guess maybe 5 or 6 years. Then he went out and bought a bus. So I said, well, I ain't going to do them both. So I started driving.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like Bobby Bublan. He was driving the bus for B.B. King for a while. I know that.
Right.
So that was you must have done a lot of traveling with Freddie over the years. Like you mentioned, a good 10, 20 years you were with him.
Right.
And I'm trying to remember, have you ever popped up on any of Freddie King's albums that you can remember? Or singles?
I found one or two. I think it was in Australia over there. I picked them up, brought them home.
Okay.
Then I have some live CD videotapes that he done.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
Texas and different places, Sweden and stuff like that. You know?
I'm hearing there's a lot of DVDs coming out. Like, there's supposed to be a Muddy Waters one that has some of his performances. So people can certainly see some of these great performances of the past and the present as well. So maybe eventually there'll be a DVD of some of your performances or something. Maybe someone can put that out.
One that is just me and Enrico and one of the leading musicians in Australia did like acoustic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a copy of that. It was filmed over in for Asylum TV.
Oh, good.
And I don't think they have Asylum TV over here. I heard it. They had it in New York. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe there'll be a way people can see that somehow. But mostly we have the albums and certainly the live shows.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's great to hear from you again. I know you've been here in the studio. We've also talked to you on the phone. And it's been, it must have been at least 5-10 years or something since. Well, maybe 5 or 6 or 7. I don't think it's been 10.
Right.
But I think we talked to you in 98 or 99 maybe when Jump Children came out. So it's been a little while. But I certainly hope that that album you mentioned that we played a little bit of earlier on tape gets out and some of your other stuff. We're looking forward to that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do some of that today is Sex on My Mind and tribute to Johnny Hooker's album, stuff like that.
Yeah, because I noticed on the cassette that we have here, Boogie Chillin' is on there, and of course Little Red Rooster and some other tunes that people will recognize. So it's going to be a bit of a salute to that. Well, it's been great to talk to you, Finus, and we're hoping people can make it down there today. And if not, then like I say, maybe the next time you're in town. And you're always a favorite here at the station.
Well, I'm glad of that, and I appreciate it, too.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and have an enjoyable show today. I hope that the rain holds off. I think it's supposed to hold off till later.
All right.
Okay. Well, great. All right. You'll be protected anyway up there in that big stage. So thanks for talking to us, Finus Tasby.
All